Christopher McCauley.
I looked at the empty bottle on my desk in the study, surprised to find it was empty. I moved to the window and drew the curtains back. Daylight flooded the room. I blinked at my watch. It was after 7:30. What the hell?
May I come in?
Without waiting for an answer, Anne moved in past me. I closed the door and moved after her into the study.
I see you've been having a party.
To which I don't recall inviting anyone.
Let's sit down, shall we?
We have nothing to say to each other.
I disagree. I think we have a great deal to say to each other. Furthermore, I think that what we say will have a profound effect on the lives of both of us. You may turn your back on me, Chris, but you won't really be turning it on me. You'll be turning it on yourself, as you've done so many times before.
I want you to go, Anne. The sight of you sickens me.
The sight of me? Or the sight of yourself?
What kind of a woman are you after...
I wouldn't know what kind I am, just that I'm a woman. Which you seem to have forgotten.
Ashley hasn't, that's for sure.
As far as Ashley's concerned, I've served my purpose.
Served is an apt word.
And just how many women have served you, Chris? Who are you to pass judgment? At least I've been honest. I've never pretended to be what I'm not. And I have no regrets about what I've done.
Obviously.
Did you imagine I'd kept myself just for you? I've been around, Chris.
If it had been anyone but Ashley, I could forgive you. Oh, you must have had quite a laugh at my expense, the pair of you. How big a fool can a man make of himself?
I'm starting to wonder.
I came back from Brisbane early because I couldn't stand being away from you. You were right, I told myself. You were right and I was wrong. The time had come for me to bend with the wind. There's a joke for you. You must remember to tell Ashley. I'm sure he'd appreciate it.
Yes, I think he will.
Oh, incidentally, just for the record, so to speak, how long has this been going on?
How long has what been going on?
Your affair with Ashley.
If I told you, you wouldn't believe me.
Oh, I'd believe you, Anne, because you're such an honest person.
Last night was the only time.
What a pity I had to disturb you. I do hope it didn't cramp your style.
Not unduly.
I'm so glad.
Before I go, Chris, you'd better take this.
What is it?
An address.
481 Archdale Street, North Melbourne.
You'll find Brenda there.
Where did this come from?
Ashley, where else? He gave it to me after you left last night. He said to pass it on. Now I've done so, I'll say goodbye.
Anne!
Yes?
Is this why you did it? To find out about Brenda?
He told me before that he knew where she was. He wouldn't say where. He merely inferred that the information might be forthcoming if I yielded to his advances.
And you were prepared to pay that
price?
Don't
be naive, darling. It wasn't too much of a price for someone like me to pay.
Now, why in heaven's name didn't you tell me?
I was hoping it wouldn't be necessary.
Anne!
Don't say it, Chris. You've said everything that needs to be said. It wouldn't have worked out anyway. We weren't meant for each other. But we had our moments. At least we can be thankful for them.
Come with me to Melbourne, Anne.
No.
No, I want you to come.
I have other plans. There's just one other thing I feel you should know, Chris. Better for you to go prepared than not. The address I've just given you is far from a respectable one. 481 Archdale Street is a brothel.
I had no trouble finding it. The cab driver who drove me there from Melbourne Airport knew it well. The door was opened by a blonde woman of 50 or more.
What do you want?
Well, what do you suppose?
I don't know you.
Do you need to?
This 50 here?
And 50 more to come, if you can accommodate me to my satisfaction.
Come in.
You understand I'm rather particular.
For 100 you can afford to be. Come on upstairs. You can take your choice.
She took me from room to room. It was the middle of the day and most of the girls were sleeping. I merely glanced at them and shook my head. Then we came to a room off the third floor landing.
What about this one?
She'll do.
Phoebe! Wake up, love. You've got company.
Brenda lay on her side, covered by a sheet. She murmured something, and the blonde woman left the room, closing the door as she went. I moved to the bed. Brenda stretched herself and yawned without even looking at me.
Oh, just give me a minute. I'll be with you. We don't usually have...
What are you doing here?
I've come to take you home.
This is my home.
Brenda...
The name is Phoebe.
Come with me, Brenda.
I went with you before, remember?
Why did you leave?
Because I felt my future lay elsewhere.
Yes, that night you went to see Robert Ashley.
He was so understanding, so sweet. There was nothing he could do for me, he said. Nothing anyone could do. I'd made my bed. Too many people knew about me, knew what I was, what I'd done. Even Don knew.
Don Benchley?
I rang him after I'd seen Ashley to tell him the truth. But someone had already told him. Poor Don. He was sick with disgust and loathing. I knew then that Ashley was right. There was nothing anyone could do for me. And there was nothing I could do for anyone but bring shame on them. I walked the streets for a while, wondering where to go. Then a man came up to me. And I knew... I'd found my true self again. After that, it was easy. The course was laid out for me. Finally, I wound up here. Well, I'm not quite the draw card I used to be, but I still get by quite nicely.
I'm taking you with me.
No.
Brenda, for the love of heaven.
It's no use, Father. This is my life now. The only life I know. The only life I want to know.
Now, you don't mean that.
I do mean it. I want to be left alone. That's all. To be left alone. Please go now. If you've ever felt anything for me, please go.
Would I?
Now, please.
Ah, Mr. Macaulay. So, do come in. I've been expecting you. I trust you enjoyed your trip to Melbourne.
You once tried to kill me, Ashley.
When I was young and hot-headed. And I've outgrown my impulsiveness now.
You may have done, but I haven't.
Oh, go ahead, Mr. Burkhorn, shoot me. But you won't mind if I die laughing, will you?
With the muzzle of the gun an inch from his face, with my finger tightening on the trigger, he shook with uncontrolled mirth. There was no pretense about it. The laughter was genuine. The tears that ran down his cheeks were tears of triumphant glee.
For God's sake, man, get it over with. What's stopping you?
It's what you want, isn't it? You want me to kill you. Yes, well, you'll never know how close I came to giving you the satisfaction.
Oh, come now. You're not going to disappoint me.
Is it possible a man could hate another so much?
Oh, entirely possible, Mr. Macaulay. I would have thought you'd have realized that by now.
But haven't you had revenge enough?
Almost, but not quite. Now, be a good fellow. Pick up the gun and do what you came to do. Or would you like me to do it for you?
Put that down.
You're sweating, Mr. Macaulay. I don't believe you're concerned about me.
You're insane.
Of course I am.
Don't. Don't.
Well, Macaulay.
He lay on the floor, his eyes wide, staring at me. His teeth bared in a frozen grin. To this day, I can't be certain whether Robert Ashley killed himself with the intention of having me blamed, or whether in his unbalanced state of mind he sought merely to climax his vendetta of destruction with his own death. No one will ever know. A charge of murder was, in fact, laid against me, but was subsequently dropped for lack of evidence. To me, it mattered little. My own life was finished in any case. The years that have passed since then have had no meaning for me. But perhaps my story will serve as a warning for those who hate blindly. I was born Christopher Stuart Macaulay, 81 years ago. Now, as my life draws to a close, I feel free to speak of the times, the places, and the people I've known. Of the events that made me what I was and am. I, Christopher Macaulay.
In I, Christopher Macaulay, you've heard the following players. As Mr. Macaulay, you heard Paul O'Loughlin. As Edwina, Judy Farr. Drew Ashley, Lou Luton. Alison Keane, Cecily Polson. Captain Allenby, Ron Roberts. Merv, Guy LeClaire. Kane, Peter Whitford. Strick, Brian Anderson. Jason, Max Osbaston. Gordon Southey, Alton Harvey. Sergeant Rogan, Nigel Lovell. Gloria, Dorani Scar. Sandy, John Crummell. Maggie, Carmen Duncan. Anne, Faye Kelton. Dinah, Gina Curtis. Toff, Michael Lang. Robert Ashley, Gregory DePaulnay. Brenda, Beryl Marshall. Val, Faye Sharp. Rose, Amber Mae Cecil. Whilst as Christopher Macaulay, you heard our star, Richard Meikle. I, Christopher Macaulay, was written by Ross Napier and directed by John Woodward, a Grace Gibson production.